Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know what time it is. More than an hour of power. I'm just being ordinary.
Yeah. Here we go. Let's get it, yo. I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary. You think Elder just extra? You think I do the most? You wanna know how I know? The Spirit told me so. How a preacher on the mic in the church flowing. Ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. He just extra. Yeah, he need to stop. He need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God. He just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen. Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this. I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't tryna be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. Nothing I do no more, it's about to show. Nothing I do no more, it's for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the low. God with me,
say what?
So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down, not to the top of me. Trying to overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked, that's why y'all mad at me. I'll rather D.O.D. because he got my back. Where Elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable, cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't tryna be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear it.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
Amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody out there that's called in, everybody that's tuned in, everybody on the various social media outlets. We want to welcome y'all to More Than An Hour of Power. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Praise God. First Lady A4 from me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. Let's go, hallelujah, to the throne of grace real quick with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, first of all, we want to just tell you thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We want to thank you for your grace on today, Lord. We want to thank you for your provision on today, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We just want to pray and magnify your holy name, for you are truly worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You are truly worthy hallelujah, to be magnified. Lord, we just want to bless your name on tonight. We want to lift you up. Hallelujah. We want to bless you on today. We want to let you know that you are worthy of all the praise, that you are worthy of all the glory. Hallelujah. Lord, that you are worthy on tonight. We adorn you on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we want to take time, Lord, to just curse the enemy on tonight and command him to flee. Hallelujah. In your name, we command him to leave this line right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. And we, Lord, await for your word, your revelation knowledge. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you drop it into our heart, minds, and soul. We are ready. We are receptive to receive your word on today. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Once again, if you're just joining us, you're just tuning in, this is More Than an Hour of Power. I am your host, Elder Andre Prezos, glory to God, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is most definitely in the building. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And I want to, everybody that's online right now, praise God, on the social media outlets, take time. If you're not following us, go ahead and follow us, praise God. Be here every night, praise God, hallelujah. And if you forget, you'll get a notification. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God, so you can hear the word of God Monday through Friday. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And we thank you for tuning in tonight. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And we're going to get right into the word, hallelujah, on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. For those of you that got your Bibles or your electronic devices, we're going to want you to go to Luke chapter 17. Praise God. Luke chapter 17. Hallelujah. Amen. And I preached this in the past. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But how many of you know every time you go over something again, glory to God, God will give you more revelation. Hallelujah. Than you got the last time. Hallelujah. See, that's our problem. Amen. We go over stuff one time and think we got it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why the teachers told us to study. Praise God, hallelujah, because when you study, amen, you find that stuff, amen, that maybe I didn't teach you. Praise God. It might be stuff on the state test, hallelujah, amen, that I didn't teach you. Praise God, hallelujah, because I didn't know it was going to be on there to teach you. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. That's why Paul said, study to show yourself approved, because I don't know everything. Glory to God, but I'm going to tell you what I know. But you need to go back yourself and get your own revelation. Hallelujah, amen. Because I'm a God to tell you himself. Hallelujah. We're living in a day and time, praise God, where God will give you direct revelation. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And we can get direct revelation if we choose to believe that, praise God. But how do we get revelation? First, we get it through the word. Praise God, hallelujah. See, but Peter, when Jesus asked Peter and the disciples, who do you think I am? Peter said, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. That was revelation. Jesus even said, that's revelation. Nobody's told you this. Hallelujah. But the Father in heaven, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's revelation knowledge. But I wouldn't have this revelation knowledge speaking as Peter if I didn't know that it was written by Isaiah that a Messiah would be coming. And because I've seen that a Messiah would be coming, praise God, hallelujah, when you came, I got the revelation knowledge that you were he. Glory to God. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. So we're going to go, amen, to Luke chapter 17. We're going to be talking about forgiveness on tonight. Praise God. Forgiveness. Hallelujah. Praise God. And a lot of people got our own sins. We say, I can forgive, but I can't forget. But if you forgive, but you ain't forgot, have you really forgiven? I want to put that question out there. Hallelujah. I want you to think about that as the word goes forth. If you forgive, but you haven't forgotten, have you really forgiven? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Have you really gotten over it? In other words, because if I got over it, I would forget about it. Praise God. We're going to get to it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Luke chapter 17. Then he, starting in verse 1, then he being Jesus, said unto the disciple, is impossible, but that offenses will come. Let me stop right there. Praise God. Let me break that first point down. Hallelujah. Because it's important to know who, first of all, who he's talking to. Praise God. Who is Jesus talking to? Hallelujah. Amen. Because a lot of times we say what Jesus said. Praise God. And it's important to know what Jesus said. But it's even more important to know who he was saying it to. Praise God. Because what you telling me Jesus said may not apply to me. Glory to God. You might tell me Jesus said, woe to you Pharisees and you Sadducees. I'm neither one. So I'm glad he said that to them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's important to know that when he said, woe unto you, who he was talking to. He wasn't talking to the Jews. Hallelujah. He wasn't talking to his disciples. He was talking to the people in power. Praise God. And this Jesus is talking to his disciples. He's talking to his disciples. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the disciples are saying, he's saying to his disciples, it is impossible. Impossible. Think about the word impossible. Hallelujah. Amen. Impossible is almost like this is unbelievable. Hallelujah. This cannot happen. Praise God. It's impossible. Praise God. Hallelujah. But then he said, but. Hallelujah. He put a but right there. It's impossible. Hallelujah. Offenses. That offenses will come. Now, I got to break it down a little bit more. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He's talking to the disciples. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he's telling them. Why is he telling them this? Hallelujah. Because they're the ones that's closest to Jesus. They're the ones that's been walking with him for 3.5 years. Praise God. Hallelujah. They're the ones, amen, will be the ones that get the Holy Ghost and carry on the gospel. Hallelujah. Praise God. These are the ones that are closest to God. Hallelujah. Mm. This message for everybody that is close to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's impossible to believe. Why? Because I'm so close to God. So holy. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm so sanctified. Praise God. But you mean to tell me even though I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, even though I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, even though my steps are ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. You mean to tell me offenses will come? This is important to know, praise God, because you thought you was getting away from offense when you got out the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You thought you was getting away from offense. Hallelujah. Now I'm walking with God. Hallelujah. Offenses won't come no more. In one translation, it says opportunities to sin. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I believe that's in the Message Bible. It said opportunities to sin will come. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The devil, Paul said it like this, when I would do good, evil was right there. Hallelujah. It's forever present. Glory to God. That's why we pray, lead me not into temptation, but deliver us. In order to be delivered, I got to be in. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. I got to be in something to be delivered from it. Now, y'all ain't kidding. Hallelujah. We say deliver us from evil. Well, what evil? Hallelujah, praise God. It ain't the outside evil. Oh, Lord, have mercy. It's the inside evil. praise God, that God is talking about. It's the what's happening on the inside. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. What are you thinking? Hallelujah. What's going on in your head? Praise God, because don't nobody else know but you. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says opportunities to sin will come. It's impossible, but offenses will come. They don't come. So we got to get that out the way. We got to get that understood. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, no, I'm anointed. Praise God. I'm holy. Praise God. I won't fall. Hallelujah. And we can keep speaking those things into existence, but don't think, amen, the opportunities won't come. Hallelujah. That's why we got to ask the Lord to give us strength. Hallelujah. To get through these circumstances, praise God. Hallelujah. 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 He says, amen, praise God. But woe unto him through whom they come. Now, keep it. I want to remind you once again, this was a message not delivered to the general public. The general public never heard this verse. Hallelujah. Jesus never told it to the general public. He just told it to his 12.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. This was important for them to know. And, yeah, they can go ahead, and when they began to minister, they can spread that same word, praise God. But it was more important that the preacher knew the word first. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God, hallelujah. See, God wants us to know it first before we go out there and try to tell somebody else to do it, because we got to be able to walk the walk and talk the talk. We got to be doing, amen, what we're preaching. Praise God, hallelujah. Jesus said it like this: our righteousness has got to exceed that of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Hallelujah. You got to be better than them.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But woe unto him. Hallelujah. Through whom they come. Praise God, through whom they come. And a lot of us think, amen, praise God, hallelujah, that this is a curse on the person that's offending us. Hallelujah. Like this to give us some relief. Hallelujah, amen. Offenses don't come, but the one offend you, woe unto them. Glory to God, hallelujah. I must remind you, amen, that Jesus, one of the first things he taught was, you were told that it was written, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Hallelujah. You know, let me say it like this. When you was in school, your mama told you, if they hit you, you better hit them back. Glory to God. God say, Jesus said, that's what you were told. Hallelujah. But I say, turn the other cheek. If somebody hits you on one cheek, turn them the other. And if some people say the other, I can't do that. Hallelujah. I know that's what the word says. Praise God. But that's not the one thing, hallelujah, amen, I can't do. Praise God. But this is why you should. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because woe unto him. Praise God. Hallelujah, from whom they come. Praise God. Why would he be telling me this if he's talking about the person that offended me? Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, it's all about my reaction to the offense.
Yeah.
Oh, glory, hallelujah. Praise God. Woe unto him through whom these offenses come. So if you offend me, oh, yeah, it won't on to you. You done planted something. You done started something. But if I retaliate with the same and equal action that you came at me with, now it's woe unto me. The curse is on me now. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. The curse is on me now, because now I have allowed the offense to come through me. It didn't just come to me. It came through me. Hallelujah. Over the years, I've heard everything from they hit me, so I hit them. Hallelujah. She cheated on me first, so I cheated on her. Hallelujah. They stole from me, so I stole something from them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Two wrongs. This is my favorite. I like the way it sounded, even though it didn't make. Two wrongs don't make a right, but it make it even. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Petty. I've heard that. I'm petty. I'm not going to let nothing just get by me. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm talking about church folk. I'm not talking about people in the world. Uh-oh. Praise God. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people that say they saved, they sanctified, and they filled with the precious Holy Ghost. I'm talking about people that shout up and down the aisle every freaking Sunday. Hallelujah. But you better not park in their spot. You better not sit in their seat. Glory to God. And I better have my solo this Sunday, or I'm going to raise hell in that choir. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Go through whom they come. Why? Praise God. What does the Bible tell us? Amen. As long as the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm sorry, that's Old Testament. Okay, let me go New Testament. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. New Testament says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, shall he also reap. Well, I didn't sow it. I just did back to them what they did to me.
Come on.
No, what you did was sow something. Let me, in the world, this is what they say in the world. They say you put it out there in the atmosphere. It's out there in the universe. Hallelujah. And now it's going to come back to you. Hallelujah. Some people call it karma. Hallelujah. Praise God. I call it the law of God. Because, hallelujah, said whatever. See, we get mad at God. And we say God is punishing us for things that we are going through. Hallelujah, praise God. And it seems accurate. Hallelujah, because I know I did this. I know I did it. I know God saw it, and now I'm going through this as a direct result of that. So God must be punishing me. No, no, no. God say, once you asked me to forgive you, I forgot about it. But your wife, she didn't. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Your husband, he ain't got that sort of, he wasn't as dumb as you thought he was. Uh-oh. Praise God, hallelujah. Your child ain't got that sort of a memory. My life wasn't that long for me to forget how you neglected me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. A child don't forget. A parent don't forget. A wife don't forget. A spouse don't forget. A friend don't forget that you slept with my sweetheart in college. I ain't forgot that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, man is quick to remember. God say, I don't know what you're talking about. Hallelujah. You trying to blame me? You think I'm punishing you for something you did? When I told you, hallelujah, as long as you repented, hallelujah, as long as you asked for forgiveness and meant it, as long as you said, I'm not going to do it no more, and you tried your best not to, glory to God, I done forgot about it. I done turned away from it. I done threw it into the sea of forgetfulness. It's behind me. Hallelujah, praise God. I can do that because I'm God. But with these humans, it's going to take some time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You reaping what you sow. Hallelujah. You reaping what you sow. Glory to God. God said, I ain't got nothing to do with that. That's the law. Hallelujah. Praise God. Whatever you reap, you gonna sow. You expect me to jump in the middle of this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you want to put the blame on me. God must be punishing me. No. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just like that song say, what goes around comes right back on around again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You put it out there. Hallelujah. That's why God is warning us. Amen. Praise God. Be careful what you put out there. Be careful what you do. Let me read a little bit more. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, it would be better for him that a millstone will hang around about his neck and he cast it into the sea than he should offend one of these little ones. Praise God. He said it would be better, amen, praise God, for you to tie a rope around your neck. Tie a rope around a boulder. A big rock, hallelujah, praise God, and throw it into the middle of the sea, then you to offend one of his children. One translation said to lead them astray. Hallelujah, praise God. And how am I leading them astray, praise God, hallelujah, because you never know who's watching you. Hallelujah. You never know who's watching you.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? Especially when you say you are a disciple. Hallelujah. This is the kind of talk God, hallelujah, Jesus has given, amen, his crew. These are boys. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm letting y'all know. Praise God, hallelujah. These type of things don't happen. People going to slander your name. They're going to drag it through the mud. Hallelujah. They're going to lie on you. Amen. Thank you to me. Hallelujah. It's going to happen, praise God, amen. But as long as you don't fight back, as long as you don't take matters into your own hands, hallelujah, praise God, as long as you know, like Job said, that vengeance is mine, hallelujah, I'm going to bring you out this thing, hallelujah, I'm not going to allow, amen, the enemy to take you, I'm not going to allow, praise God, hallelujah, the enemy to bring you down, I'm not going to allow, hallelujah, the tax that will come upon you to prosper, praise
yes,
God.
Lord.
As long
Thank
as you
Lord.
Trust in me that I got your back, hallelujah, you got to look at it like I'm your muscle. Hallelujah. Celebrities don't fight their own battles, most of them. Hallelujah. You know, we got weird, you know, it's got weird. Hallelujah. They got bodyguards. Hallelujah. If you try to run up on me, all I got to do, hey, look at it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to look at God the same way. When they get ready to slander our name, praise God, God. Now, you know what you said. They said, you said they shall not touch your anointing, nor do your prophets go on. Hallelujah. I'm going to give them over to you. You do what you do. Glory to God. I got other stuff. See, we got more important stuff to do. Glory to God. And people are watching you to see how you react to a situation. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't you know that people learn more, amen, from visual than they do audio?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's why videos have taken off so much. Hallelujah. Amen. And audio is kind of being left in the background. If people could watch the but they got to drive, so they got to listen to the audio. Praise God, hallelujah. But people learn more from the video than they do the audio. What am I saying? I'm saying people learn more from seeing what you're doing than hearing what you tell them to do. Glory to God, hallelujah. We have not changed since
yes,
children.
Lord.
Our mind still works. As children, we learn by
before we knew what words were. Before we knew how to communicate with our parents, we learned by looking at what they were doing. Hallelujah. And we began to associate. communicate words with what they were doing. Praise God. Hallelujah. They're smoking. Praise God. Hallelujah. Otherwise, I wouldn't know where walking. In other words, I learned because I saw them do it. They could have said, hey, go walk. I don't know what walking is. Hallelujah. But when I saw them walk, I knew what walking was. Glory to God. We can tell people, amen, be faithful to your husband. Be faithful to your wife. Don't lie. Don't steal. Don't cheat. Be honest. Praise God. We can tell them that. But what are they seeing us do? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me read this next verse before I get too deep. It said, take heed to yourself. I got to stop right there because this is totally separate. Hallelujah. Take heed to yourself. Watch this. Quit worrying about what I'm doing and worry about what you're doing. Glory to God. That's what Jesus said. Quit worrying about what everybody else doing. Quit trying to check every other preacher. Hallelujah, amen. Quit trying to check every other, hallelujah, man or woman of God. Quit trying to tell them, hey, they dressed the wrong way and they shouldn't be doing this. They shouldn't have said that. Quit telling, amen, other people what. He said, take heed to yourself. He didn't tell you watch me. He told you watch you. Hallelujah. And another translation is there, watch yourselves. Watch yourself. Hallelujah, praise God. You know what that means with God? Watch yourself. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. When you tell somebody, watch yourself, you tell them, hey, man, you're getting out of line, bro. But watch yourself now. Hallelujah, amen. So if somebody else is checking you, God is saying you need to check yourself and quit checking everybody else. And one scripture, he said, how you going to take a speck of dust out of somebody else's eye? Hallelujah. And you got a 2x4 sitting there for you. I'm paraphrasing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Your problems are bigger than mine. Hallelujah. Praise God. How can you help me when you can't help? Help yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So Jesus is saying, watch yourself. Hallelujah, because other people are watching you. Praise God, hallelujah. And if they see Elder Prego sneaking out the motel, hotel, Holiday Inn, praise God, hallelujah, they're going to say, well, if he did it, but he said not to, but I saw what he did. Hallelujah. So now, amen, him being a spiritual leader, you got to start looking at yourself as a spirit. You not just a regular person walking around here. Is that what you think? You think you're just a regular person walking around here all willy-nilly like everybody else? No. Glory to God. You are holy. You are set aside. He say, I don't put a lamp under the bed. Glory to God. I sit it upon a hill so everybody can see it. Everybody can see what you're doing, even when you don't think they see what you're doing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he's saying, watch yourself. Watch what you're doing. See, we think we're good at hiding stuff from people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Even back in the 70s and 80s and 90s, people wasn't that good at hiding, hallelujah, stuff from people. They were still getting busted some kind of way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we got social media. We got cameras on every street corner. Hallelujah. We got cameras in every business. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Camera on your phone. Glory to God. Camera on your tablet. Hallelujah. Camera on your laptop. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everywhere you look, it's a camera. Hallelujah. You think you're going to get away? Hallelujah. See, you used to get lied. Back in the day, they can lie. Hallelujah. To people. Well, Janice say she saw you with some little light-skinned chick at the mall. Now, Janice ain't see me. She'll lie. I'm telling you now, she lying. Praise God. But I can't say that today because Janice took a picture with a camera phone. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen. We got ministers of the gospel getting busted every day. It's all on YouTube. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we and us preachers that ain't doing that kind of stuff saying, amen, you're making us look bad, but really you're making God look bad. Who want to join an organization? Hallelujah. That's being led by hypocrites. Saying one thing and doing another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Having these thoughts, meditating on these thoughts. See, God never said I'm going to punish you for having these thoughts. Or it's a sin to have these thoughts. Hallelujah. He said it's a sin to meditate on these thoughts. Praise God. Hallelujah. When he talked about adultery, he said, if you look at, with an ETH at the end, look at, that means you continuously. If I continuously looking at you, you eventually, I'm going to say something to you or you're going to say something to me. Hallelujah. Once the conversation gets going. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's going to lead to some adulterous situations. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he's saying, watch yourself. You know what Billy Graham did? Hallelujah. Amen. When all these evangelists back in the 80s started, hallelujah, coming up with all these scandals, he said, I will never be alone with a member of the opposite sex other than my wife. Not that I don't trust myself. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But I shouldn't trust myself. Oh, y'all ain't. Praise God. Not that I don't trust myself. Hallelujah. Yes, but I shouldn't. Hallelujah. Trust myself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lead us not into temptation. Praise God. Don't lead yourself there. How you going to ask God not to lead you there and you walk? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So he's saying take heed to yourself. Check yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. But, okay, so what about the dude that offended me, though? Can we get back to, okay. He said, all right, let's get back to the dude that offended you. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. See, this is our problem. It ain't no middle ground, the Lord said. Some of us two nights, we pass. Hallelujah. Amen. We pass. In other words, we look over something. We don't say nothing. That's going to be the problem in relationships. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that be the problem in relationships, because when you first get together, you like them so much. Hallelujah. The things that you don't like about them, you don't say nothing about it. Hallelujah. 5 years down the line, you know, I can't stand. When? I didn't know that. I've been doing it since we met. I know. And it's been getting on my nerves. But you never said. You never rebuked. See, rebuke, we think rebuke, because like we rebuke the devil. Because when we rebuke the devil, we go in. Get out of here. Go back into the pits of hell, you monstrous demon, Satan. You, in the name of Jesus, I speak the word. You see, we go in on Satan, but you ain't supposed to go in on your friend like that. Hey, homie, I know you wasn't, you probably wasn't, you know, maybe you weren't paying attention, but you just stepped on my foot, bro, and I just got these two. I know you probably, you know, tried to, but I'm just letting you know in case you didn't see. Praise God, in case you wasn't aware of what just happened. Hallelujah, amen. In other words, you are supposed to bring the person who offended you aware of the offense. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. A lot of times, you know, we pay people back for offending us. But watch this. They don't even know they offended us. Hallelujah, praise. That's going to take a minute to really figure that out, praise God. Sometimes we pay people back for something they didn't even know they did. Hallelujah, praise God. I didn't know I offended you when I said that. Hallelujah. You never let it be known that you were offended when I said that. I didn't mean to offend you when I said that. If I would have known you were offended, I would have cleaned it up right there in the mirror. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you never let it be known. Hallelujah. And here you is holding a grudge with somebody that don't even know they did something to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 He says, if they trespass against thee, rebuke them if he repents. And if he repents. That word repent, let me break the word repent down. That word repent means to change your mind. In the Greek, is metanoia. Meta meaning to change. Noia meaning psyche. Is where we get the word psychology from. Hallelujah, which is the study of the mind. Hallelujah. So when he says repent, if he changes his mind, hallelujah, praise God, if he apologizes and say, you know what, I didn't know that hurt your feelings. I didn't know that offended you. I won't do that again. Praise, some of us are too prideful and say, you know what, I got to, because you get offended, I got to. Hallelujah. But what if it was you being offended? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If somebody ain't want the word nigger floating around, hey, could you stop saying nigger? That word kind of offended me. Well, our people came for 2 months for you to be saying the word nigger. Well, I like saying the word nigger. Nah, I'm a grown man. I say what I want to say. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, we talking about 10 minutes of your time. You ain't going to be around these people all day. But you can't humble yourself enough. Glory to God. The man lets you know, hey man, I don't like that word. Because it's not used that word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We're going to blind somebody for 15 minutes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah. Hallelujah. But instead we too proud, we're gonna do what we wanna do when we wanna do it. I'm a grown man. And that's partly our parents' fault. Hallelujah. I brought them up.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It's our parents' fault. Because a lot of our parents told us crazy stuff when we was kids. Like when you get grown, you can do what you wanna do. Hallelujah. That's a lie. I got grown, I cannot do. Hallelujah, what I want to do. Hallelujah, that was a lie. Glory to God. And a lot of us believed that lie. A lot of us thought once we turned 18 or 21, we were free to do whatever in the world we, Lord have mercy. Glory to God. And then we met God and found out, no, your body belongs to me. You're not free to do. Hallelujah. Now you can choose to do whatever you want to. Praise God, but you don't have permission. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Watch this. He said, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If he repents, forgive him. Forgive him. Forgive him. Look, don't keep bringing it up. You mean like that time you know, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. That's not forgiveness. What about that time you stepped on my? That's not forgiveness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because if you forgave me, you wouldn't bring it up as a way to antagonize me, as a way of bringing some of the pattern of behavior. Because when you bring it back up, you say, I know that's not what's going on right now. Hallelujah, praise God. Well, I was working late, like that time you met that chick at that hotel. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You truly haven't forgiven, amen, because you wouldn't have brought it up. Praise God, hallelujah. That's insinuating that that's what's going on. Yes, Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. Watch verse 4. Verse 4 is where, I'm going to show you something. In verse 4 it says, and if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day. Watch,
Now look, it's only 24 hours in a day, and we sleep 8 of them. Hallelujah, praise God. They don't leave but 16, and most of us work 8 of those. Hallelujah. So they leave 8. Hallelujah. He's saying, if this person offends me 7 times, hallelujah, out of these 24 hours, and most likely it's going to be within this 8-hour period. So you got to break it down out of how the disciples sit here thinking. Hallelujah. You mean to tell me, if this man pissed me off 7 times a day, if he called me a nigga 7 times a day, if he called me the B word 7 times a day, and then I say, hey, and every time he come with a different reason why he doing it, and I tell him why it still hurts and it still ain't right, he changed his mind again, then come up with a new reason to do it again, I got to forgive him again? Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So if a man, if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee saying, I repent. Each time he offended you, he understood from your rebuke where he was wrong. She understood from your rebuke where she was wrong, and each time they repented. Each time they changed their mind. Each time they say, okay, I'm going to do it different next time. Glory to God. And he and Jesus said, thou shalt, hallelujah, thou shalt. That means you will. Understand what shalt means. Shalt don't mean like, you know, we say, shall I do this, shall I do this. No. Will meaning, amen, you going to do it. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Shall don't mean it might happen. That means it will happen. That's why I keep telling people, quit telling them, talking about you got to do more. He said, if you confess with your mouth, hallelujah, and believe in thy heart, Jesus is the Son of God, hallelujah, you shall be saved. You will be saved. Hallelujah, praise God. Well, after this and after that, and then after you go through this, and then we got to take a couple classes over here, then we got to do this over here. No. I ain't got to do all that. You made all that up. Glory, I ain't seen none of them disciples do none of this stuff you talking about. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm saved once I make the confession because the power, like the apostle said a long time ago, the power's in my mouth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I got to forgive him 7 times a day. Hallelujah. Now, if you go back and look all the way back, hallelujah, chapter 16. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. And even look back at chapter 15. Praise God. And then when you look back at chapter 14, you ain't going to see nothing but red light. Jesus was speaking. They were listening. They were attentive. Jesus was not interrupted not one time until he said, if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day and turn again to thee saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive them. Then somebody, it says in verse 5, and the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Let me stop. Let me break. You got to understand what they're saying. They're saying if you want us to forgive somebody 7 times a day, we going to need some more faith. Lord have mercy. Now look, they didn't need faith for nothing else. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They didn't stop and say, Jesus, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I need some more faith to do that. Hold on. Wait. I need some more faith not to bring somebody in offense. Amen. I need some more faith not to lead one of these little ones to the wrong way. I need some more faith to watch myself. No, they ain't saying, oh, I can do that. I can do that. Yeah, I watch myself. No problem. I can do that. Whoa, hold on. Did you just say I got to forgive him 7 times a day?
Glory to God. We need more faith to do this. Hallelujah. I can't handle this. This mission you done gave me is too tough. Glory to God. You want me to forgive a man, forgive her, forgive him, forgive them 7 times a day if they repent. Now, understand, if they repent, they're not going to commit the same offense again. Hallelujah, praise God. You got to understand what God is doing. Don't nobody offend you 7 times a day unless they're your kids. Hallelujah, amen. Or your husband or your wife, praise God. He talking to the disciples. Praise God, hallelujah. He's trying to tell them something. He's trying to show them something. Praise God, hallelujah. Because this does not happen. One scripture says 70 times 7. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, which is 490. Don't nobody offend nobody that many times in a day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what is Jesus saying? Jesus saying you are, if they, regardless of how many times. Hallelujah. In other words, don't let your heart be hardened by somebody else's mistakes. Glory to God. He said, don't let your heart be hardened by somebody else's mistake. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, what offended you could have been a mistake. It could have been an accident. Glory to God, hallelujah. But what you've done by not rebuking it, by not addressing it, is allow it to fester.
Yes,
allow
Lord.
It to, amen, put up a wall between you and this person. Allow you to be on guard with this person. Simply because, hallelujah, you never followed the process. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A lot of things are misunderstanding. Quit talking in front of people, first of all, Lord. Say, I don't know who I'm talking to. Quit talking in front of people. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because people go back and say stuff and they twist words. Hallelujah. By the time they get back to the person you was talking about, it's all a misunderstanding. Glory to God. Don't even be involved in third-party conversations. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the apostles interrupted Jesus because this was looking like a little bit too much right here. Hallelujah. Amen. Increase our faith. And the Lord said, verse 6, if ye had faith the size of a mustard seed, as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, be plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, first of all, if you had the faith the size of the grain of a mustard seed. Have you seen a grain of mustard seed? Google it on your phone. Hallelujah. And when you get a chance, the grain of a mustard seed is tinier than a sunflower seed. It's almost like a sesame seed. Hallelujah. That little seed that's on the top of your Burger King buns. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That little seed right there, he said if you had faith that size. Hallelujah. Look how small that faith is. Glory to God. But he said a seed. Wait a minute. Hallelujah. What do we do with seeds? Praise God. We plant them. Hallelujah. We water them. Hallelujah. We allow them to grow. Do you not know a mustard seed, hallelujah, can grow into an oak tree? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That maybe that's why he said so many times, because you got to keep going back and watering that seed. 7 times a day. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you went back and you kept doing it enough. See, the reason
The reason we have a problem doing anything is because we don't do it enough. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. The reason we have a problem with doing anything, anything, is because we don't do it enough. It hasn't become repetition. It hasn't become a habit. Praise God. Ain't nothing wrong with you running. Oh, I get out of breath. Hey, the first time they ran, they got out of breath too. But they kept running. And they kept doing it every day. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, to the run was just like a jog. Hallelujah, praise God. Just like going to the gym. You think they walked into the gym bench pressing 250? Praise God, hallelujah. It don't work like that. They had to add on and add on and add on and build up a tolerance. Lord have mercy. I hope I'm breaking this down. You got to build up a tolerance. Hallelujah, amen, to what's going on around you. A tolerance. If you build up a tolerance, yeah. Amen, praise God, hallelujah, you'll be able to forgive. Praise God, if you rebuke, if you come at them and say, why did you do this? You might learn we was raised this way. This is how we communicated in my house. I didn't know. Praise God. A lot of people are not up on their social interaction skills. Praise God. A lot of people don't know how to act around people that are not their family. Hallelujah. They never been taught, amen, everybody ain't loud. Praise God. Hallelujah. They never heard of inside voices. Praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of people don't know that you're not just supposed to curse all willy-nilly. Elder, you serious? Yes, because that's the way they was raised. Everybody cussed in their house. They've been cussing since they was kids. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you think they're going to get out into the world and think they ain't supposed to cuss, especially when they look on TV and everybody cussing on TV. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you got to, when you rebuke them, amen, in other words, when you sit down and talk to them and you find this information out, praise God, hallelujah, then you learn, hallelujah, how to forgive them, because now that I know where you got it from, now that I know you don't mean no harm, it's easier for me to forgive you. Now I can build up a tolerance to what you're doing because I know why you do it. Hallelujah, praise God. I know you don't mean no harm. I know you're not doing it on purpose. I know you don't even realize what you're doing. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. You think you're being regular and you are being mad offensive. Glory to God. You have offended everybody in the room and wondering why. And nobody bothers to tell you because they never bothered to rebuke you. Hallelujah. They never bothered to sit down and talk to you about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Instead, they want to offend you back. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it's a never-ending cycle, praise God, because we refuse to follow the proper steps. We refuse to follow the proper steps. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But he said if you had the faith, if you had some little faith, and you kept working with that little faith would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and then you would be able to say to the sycamine tree. Let me explain why he said the sycamine tree. Because the sycamine tree was a tree that if you cut it down, it would grow back. Hallelujah. But back in the biblical days during this era, people actually had sycamine tree farms because they would cut the wood down and it would be used to make caskets. Oh, glory to God. See, Jesus was good, but he was cold with the words. Watch this. He said, amen, if you don't learn how to forgive somebody, hallelujah, amen, it's going to keep growing back. See, what we do is we cut it down.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We don't get to the root of it. We just cut it down. Hallelujah. We cut it down. That way we can get through Thanksgiving. We can get through Christmas. Hallelujah. Amen. But the rest of the year, Uncle Willie is the reason why I'm the way I am. Hallelujah. Praise God. I can cut it down long enough
to get through the holidays, praise God. But once it's over with, hallelujah, it's going to grow right back. I haven't gotten to the root of the problem. I haven't dug it up by the root. And if I don't dig it up by the root, the very thing, hallelujah, amen, will bury me. Hallelujah. I will become stagnant. I won't go any further with my life because this person has me in this position because I refuse to forgive them for what they did. Forgiveness is not for them. It's for you. Praise God. So you can move on with your life because otherwise your life will be stuck right there because of what they did. Hallelujah. It's people that went to the army. Hallelujah, been in explosions and lost their legs. Some of them are homeless and on the streets, praise God, and feel like, hallelujah, amen, they wish they were dead and God dealt them a bad hand and they just can't forgive the army and they can't forgive their people and they can't forgive. But then there are other people, praise God, that have went on to have very prosperous lives with no legs. Whether they got the fake legs, whether they got a wheelchair or a motorized one, glory to God, hallelujah, they went and got jobs. They went and moved on. They went and got married. They had children. Hallelujah, because they didn't get stuck. Hallelujah, praise God. The only way that sycamine tree was not going to grow back is if they pulled it up by the root. Hallelujah, you got to get to the root of that thing. Hallelujah, your husband's still mad at you for something that happened in the second year of y'all relationship. But you don't know that because y'all won't get to the root. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God, your children are still upset about what happened when they were 13 years old. Hallelujah, amen. But you won't take time to get to the root. You know how you were. Look, man, I ain't falling tears. Glory to God, hallelujah. We're going to move past this now. Come on now. You ain't going to just talk to me any kind of. Glory to God. You know how you enforced your parent, whatever, your parenthood, whatever you didn't want to ask a question that you felt shamed about. And wonder why your child, Lord have mercy. Because you never let them get to the root. Hallelujah. They never found out where they came from because of your pride. Because of your selfishness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. But that person still had to forgive you. They still had to move forward because otherwise they would have gotten stuck. But he said if you had just a faith the size of the mustard seed and you have been working with that faith, hallelujah, amen, you can pick up that tree. People have been married for 20 years. You know, sometimes you got to remind people what you did. You remember when I did this? You sure did. I forgot. How did you forget? Because you were so devastated at the time. Lord have mercy. Because watch this, hear the words of the Lord. You forgive who you want to forgive. Hallelujah. That guy you broke up with, you really didn't like him. You was in it already sinful about anyway. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it was easy to let him go. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when the next dude did it, oh, my God. You was in love with him. Hallelujah. He did you worse than the last man, but you kept forgiving him. Why? Because you liked him. You chose. Oh, Lord, have mercy. See, that's the hard part about it. That's what God wants you to realize tonight. Forgiveness is a choice. It's a choice. God chooses to forgive us. He ain't got to. He can send us all to hell. Straight up. He can send us all to hell. He ain't got to forgive us. Praise God. He can do whatever he wants to. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. But he chooses to forgive. Hallelujah. And we say, I can't forgive, but you chose to forgive this.
You chose to forgive that. I never could understand how a dude, amen, could have a girl that cheats on him with one of his friends, and he can forgive the friend but not the girl. Hallelujah. I should be mad at the friend and the girl. I just met her, glory to God. Hallelujah. I've been knowing you. Hallelujah. Praise God. We forgive who we want to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We forgive who we want to forgive. Hallelujah. But God say amen. Well, I'm going to get to it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, hallelujah. Amen. The sycamine tree be plucked up by the root, and it be planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Praise God. If you got faith and you say, I forgive you, if you believe, if you really want to forgive somebody, you will. Excuse me, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you really want to forgive somebody, you will. That's the bottom line. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you want to, you will. Hallelujah. Praise God. But then God, that's what Jesus does. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, but which of you having a servant plowing or feeding cattle will say unto him by and by, when he is come in from the field, go, sit down and eat. And will not rather say unto him, make ready wherein I may sup and get myself and serve me. For I have eaten and drunken, and afterwards thou shalt eat and drink. Praise God. Okay, what is he saying? He's saying, praise God. He said, let me put it this way, when it comes to forgiveness. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. It's like having a servant. Hallelujah, praise God. When the servant comes in from doing his duties in the field, he still has his duties to do in the house. Praise God. These are his regular duties. These are things that he is supposed to do. Hallelujah. This is on the list. Hallelujah, praise God. It's like when you go for a job, and it says what the job duties are. As the cashier, you got to count money, you got to send customer, you got to clean out the tables, you got to sweep the floor, got to wipe the windows, take the rest of the... This is on the list. He's saying forgiveness is on that list. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. He's saying, amen, praise God. You are like a servant, like that you are a servant. Hallelujah, praise God, because you're a son, you're a daughter. Hallelujah, praise God, but at the same time, a son and a daughter serve. You cannot run the business unless you learn how to serve. Praise God, hallelujah, praise God. So yeah, Moses was a servant, hallelujah, but Jesus was a son, but Jesus was a son who served. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. So he's saying, amen, you are the same. You are a servant. Praise God, hallelujah. And watch this, in verse 8, it says, and will not rather say to him, that greater with him, myself, amen. Verse 9, don't he think that the servant, he did the things that were commanded of him. Oh, wow. Hold up, wait a minute, let's go back. What did he say? He think that servant, because he did the things that were commanded of him. Hallelujah. Although forgiving somebody will help you, since this is not advice or a request. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. He said you're going to have to learn how to forgive people. You're going to have to. This is a commandment. Hallelujah. Just like you commanded that servant to go into the field, then you commanded him to feed you your food. Then you told them, none of that ain't you can eat. And they followed instructions. I'm giving you instructions. See, that's the, a lot of us look at the word of God like advice. And it works out as good advice. If you use it, it works out in your favor. So one would say it's good advice, but it's not advice. It's a commandment. It's the word of God. Hallelujah. And if you just happen to do it, see, this is the thing. He know how to do it because he invented it. So if you follow the blueprint of the man that invented it, your life would go a lot easier. That's why he said, I came for you not to have religion. Y'all got enough of that. I came that you would be alive. I came that you would have life and have life more abundantly. Hallelujah. He's saying you holding yourself back with the things you're doing. Hallelujah. Praise God. You would have a happy marriage if you wouldn't cheat. Hallelujah. You'd have a happy, be a happier parent if you were more honest with your child. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You'd be a better boss if you wasn't so, such a, you know what? Hallelujah. Praise God to your employees. Amen. These are things, amen, praise God. You got to change about yourself, praise God. And God is saying it's not a request. It's a requirement. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me read my phone. Hallelujah. He says so. Likewise. Hallelujah. Amen. Likewise. He says just like in that situation. Hallelujah. He said, don't get it twisted. Just like the servant. You, now, keep in mind, I'm the master. You're the servant. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what Jesus was telling us. He's the master. You're the servant. I've told you to forgive. I asked you how you, Lord have mercy. I don't feel like I should forgive him just because he said I'm sorry. That's because he ain't going to do it no more. What about what happened? What about how I see it? Is there anything you can do to change it? Praise God, hallelujah. If there's nothing can be done to change whatever happened, there's nothing that can be done to change how you feel. There's nothing can be done to make you feel better. Nothing nobody else can do. Nothing can happen to anybody else. People have seen people on death row for crimes, for killing their children, for killing a family member, for killing their husband, their wife, hallelujah, seeing them executed and felt no joy, felt no relief, felt no closure. Hallelujah. Nothing can be done to change the way you feel about what happened to you unless it's by you. Hallelujah, praise God. Well, God, it's not if you won't allow him to. Praise God. Well, God has changed it, but you won't let him because you keep holding on. God said, I can't work, hallelujah, with somebody that keeps holding on to something. It's like I'm trying, it's like you got the anchor, and I'm trying to set sail, but you got the anchor down in the water, and it keeps dragging us back to shore. Hallelujah, because you're holding on to something. I'm commanding you to put it down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, likewise, ye shall have done all those things which are commanded. Oh, Lord. See, Jesus noticed it too. He noticed, y'all didn't start talking until I got to this forgiveness. Hallelujah. When I got to this repentance and this forgiveness, now all of a sudden y'all need faith and I don't know and somebody going to start raising their hand and start making some divorce. Throw y'all love. Let me shut this down right now. Glory to God. This is not advice. This is a requirement. This is a commandment. And if you love me, he said in another sense, if you love me, you keep these commandments. You say you love me. Hallelujah. I don't know how you love me. You don't love your brother who you see every day. But you say you love me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't compensate your brother, but how you going to compensate me? But you say you love me. I'm commanding you to forgive your brother. Hallelujah. If he repents, glory to God. Hallelujah. We got to go through the process. You ain't even said nothing to him. You done told everybody else. And if you're a person like, if they're a person like me, I can hear what you said, but I'm not going to go back to you unless I heard you say it out your mouth. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm not going to go back and say so-and-so told me what you said. Hallelujah. So in your mind, he knows. Hallelujah. But in my mind, I don't know because as far as I know, so-and-so could have been lying. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And most people are like that. Hallelujah. Most people say, hey. Most people don't, quote unquote, keep it real. Amen. Most people ain't going to go back. I heard that you was talking about me. Well, we don't care. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you ain't said nothing. Hallelujah. See, this is not on the offender. Praise God. God ain't trying to get, this is not on you, on the person that offended you. Hallelujah. This is on you. He's saying you have the responsibility, amen, to go back and set what's wrong right. Especially if you have the knowledge. If you know this is a misunderstanding, hallelujah, praise God. If you know you offended, hallelujah, praise God, it's on you. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. I heard husbands at work, wives at work. He got up, he did this, she did this. See, they don't even know, glory to God. Now you going home with an attitude. Then let it fester all day, glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. Instead of saying something right then and right there, glory to God. Nipping it in the bud, getting it to the root of the situation, right then and right there, you rebuke that person. You tell them, hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Watch this, amen. Continue in verse 10. I'm going to finish with verse 10. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to read it again. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded of you, say, we are unprofitable servants. I just did, praise God, unprofitable. That means there's nothing extra out of the transaction. Nothing extra. Nothing extra. You ain't doing nothing extra. Hallelujah. This is just what you're supposed to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Look, he says, we have done that which was our duty to do. This is what we were supposed to do. You don't get no bonus at work for saying hi, welcome. You don't get no bonus at work for cleaning off the table. Hallelujah, praise God. You don't get no bonus for sweeping the floor. You want bone face. You want extra credit. Glory to God. Lord have mercy. Praise God, hallelujah. To do something you're supposed to do. You ain't have a problem with doing nothing else, but you got a problem with forgiving somebody. For whatever reason. Hallelujah. Praise God. For whatever reason. Hallelujah. Praise God. To forgive is the man that hurts. That's godly.
Yes, Lord.
You say you want to be like God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, you're supposed to forgive like God. God forgave you, didn't he?
Oh, come on.
Praise God. You're not going to hell, are you? Hallelujah, praise God. Why? Because he forgave you. Hallelujah, praise God. He can condemn you. Hallelujah, just like you condemn folks. You don't wish people go to hell. Don't go to hell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we say we pray for people, we don't pray for them. No, we don't pray. We pray that they don't get on our nerves.
Come on.
Lord, please don't let them get on my nerves today. Lord, if they get on my nerves today, Jesus, Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless them to stay out of my way. Bless their path, Lord, not to cross mine. Hallelujah. We never pray, Lord, whatever they're going through, bless them.
Hallelujah. Whatever, hallelujah, hardship they're facing, Lord, let them see that you are the way. Hallelujah. We'll never go to them and say, do you know anything about Jesus? Do you know something about God? All we know is you got a nasty attitude. I'm going to stay away from you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because we ain't all the way there yet. See, we always want to say how holy we are. We always want to say how, glory to God, how sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost we are. But all of us ain't there yet, glory to God. We still holding grudges of people. Hallelujah. I still think she cute. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I still think he all that. Glory to God. I still got love. Haterism in my blood. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the Lord is saying tonight that haterism got to come out if you're going to walk with me. Hallelujah. There ain't no haters in this. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. You're going to have to let some stuff go if you're going to walk with me. We ain't got no bags. You don't see no disciples with no bags. We ain't carrying bags. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We ain't got no extra luggage to be packing around. Hallelujah. We can't be packing around your unforgiveness, your hatefulness. Glory to God. We got things to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Life still, hallelujah, Tupac had a song, life goes on. We got stuff to do. Hallelujah. We got to keep this thing pushing. Hallelujah. You want to get stuck back there. You want to sit there and moan. You want to get there and cry. You don't want to get to the bottom of it. Hallelujah. You don't want to pluck it up. Why? You like the attention. Oh, Lord, hold it, your speak. You like the attention. Hallelujah. You like people catering to your every need. You like people rubbing you and telling you it's going to be okay. Hallelujah. Praise God. You like being a little better in the kingdom. Hallelujah. So you got this unforgiveness and this strife in your heart. Glory to God. God said you got to let that go. Oh, I'm going to leave you right where you at with the trees. Glory to God. With the sycamore tree. You can get buried right with it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because your unforgiveness is keeping you there. That's why your marriage can't move forward, because of your unforgiveness. That's why you can't move forward in your career, because of unforgiveness. You don't want to call a boss, sir, because they made you mad. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't want to call her ma'am, because you don't feel like that woman should have got that job. That ain't got nothing to do with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is you causing these problems in your life. Glory to God. And like we started off, like God started off saying, hallelujah, you want to blame him. Hallelujah, you want to say you being punished. Hallelujah, you want to say, amen, you going through trials and tribulations. Glory to God, but you done brought it, hallelujah, on yourself, because you reap what you sow. Hallelujah, be not deceived. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it like this. You can do it your way if you want to. Glory to God, hallelujah. But I'm saying that the way a parent say it to a child. Hallelujah, praise God. You go ahead and get up and walk out that door if you want to. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says those that don't know, they're going to get a life sinking. But those that knew, hallelujah. See, we ain't talking about the stuff I just forgave you for. See, now you asking for, oh, Lord, have mercy. Now you want me to put you off of my knee, don't you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Now you want to be Hebrews 12 and 11. You want to be walking down the aisle looking sad with your low knee elbows. Hallelujah. Praise God. And your wobbly knees. You want to look all sad and depressed because I done put, hallelujah, amen, that belt on your backside. Praise God. Because I done told you. You notice, hallelujah, your mama was kind of like God, because you only got a whipping, because before you got that whipping, didn't she say, I done told you? Oh, Lord. Wow. Praise God. God said, I done told you. This is not a request. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a commandment. You are to forgive. Hallelujah, just like I forgave you. I'm getting ready to close with this. There's another story Jesus told about the unforgiving servant. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. He said, amen, that the servant owed the master. He owed the king. Hallelujah. I don't know the exact number, but I'm going to make one up. He owed him $20,000. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The king got mad and said, hey, praise God, I'm going to take everything. I'm taking your wife. I'm taking your kids. I'm taking your property. I'm taking every dime you got in your pocket, and I might take the clothes off your back. Glory to God. And all the servant said to the king was, have mercy on me. Oh, glory to God. Ain't we glad we got a king that all we got to do is say, Lord, have mercy. I know I done done wrong, but Lord, have mercy. I know I require forgiveness, but Lord, have mercy. I know I shouldn't have done what I did. Hallelujah, but Lord, have mercy. Praise God. I repent. I change my mind. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the servant said, Lord, have mercy on me. And the king heard what he said and had mercy on him and forgave him of his $20,000 debt, gave him his wife back, gave him his kids back, gave him his possessions back, gave him his little property back, gave him his little clothes back. He got everything back. And didn't even get the penalty. A penalty which he owed. He owed his debt. Hallelujah. If it was a crime, he was guilty. They had him on tape. Praise God. Amen. Like R. Kelly, he was setting the camera up. We saw his face. That was him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But then they ran. After he done got forgiven. Oh, Lord. Here we go. This is us. I said it. Hallelujah. This is us. After we done got forgiveness from God, sometimes we do it the same day sometimes. We run into somebody that owe us. Hallelujah. Praise God. After he done got forgiven for $20,000, he ran into a fellow servant who only owed him $20. Hallelujah. Praise God. A hot $20 bill. Whoa, glory, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he said, you got my $20? And he said, no, I ain't got it. He said, man, I'm about to beat you down if you don't give me my money. Hallelujah. And the servant said, please, sir, have mercy on me. Praise God. And you know what the servant did? He put hands on him. Look in the Bible. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says he put hands on him. Hallelujah. He dropped some Fifth Ward bees on him. Hallelujah. He hit him with a left, right, and an uppercut. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He beat the man down. Beat him to the white meat behind $20. Hallelujah. But watch this. When the king heard about it, oh, Lord. See, that's why you better watch what you, because somebody going to tell it. Oh, glory to God. Ain't nothing going to get past God. Hallelujah. Somebody going to tell it. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you need to watch what you're doing. And whatever you're doing, you better make sure you're in the right. Because somebody saw it and somebody going to tell it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why it says you better watch yourself. Hallelujah. And when the king found out, he called that servant back. He said, didn't you owe $20,000?
Well, yeah, I did. I owe $20,000.
Didn't I forgive you of $20,000? Yeah, yeah. And why is this man black and blue? Why is his nose bleeding? Why is his glasses broke? Why he got blood on his jaw? What happened? I don't know what happened. Tell me what happened. Oh, he owed me some money. He ain't had it. So you beat the man down is what you're telling me. Hallelujah. Praise God. After I forgave you, you ain't forgave him. I tell you what, the forgiveness I gave you is revoked. Oh, Lord. This way it gets scary. You mean to tell me my forgiveness can be revoked? Woo! Glory to God. This is a scary thing. You mean I can... But not the adultery, not the lying, not the killing, not even the killing. You mean to tell me not forgiving you? Hallelujah. Not forgiving a man, not forgiving a woman, not forgiving a stranger. Me not forgiving a
from God. Hallelujah. That's what the word say. People say once saved, always saved, but hallelujah, amen. I'm going to say once you're forgiven, you ain't always forgiven. Your forgiveness comes with a requirement that you forgive. Hallelujah. It comes with a requirement that you forgive. Otherwise, your forgiveness will be revoked. I believe the story goes on to say that everything was reversed. God, the master took everything, the wife, the kids, the clothes, the car, the house. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then, hallelujah, amen, he was put where it was smashing, gashing, mashing. I never can say that right because it say G-N. I don't know if that's a word. Mashing the teeth. Screaming, hollering, wailing. And it wasn't a good place for him to be in, praise God, because he refused to forgive. Forgiveness, praise God, is a big part of his walk with God. A big part, praise God, hallelujah, because you're going to have to forgive those that's writing gossip columns about you. You're going to have to forgive people talking about us in the comments. Praise God, you're going to have to forgive people talking about you on the street. Praise God, hallelujah. You're going to have to forgive, amen, because everybody going to have something to say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're going to have to forgive those around you because they think they're going to be doing what's best. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know why Jesus forgave Judas? Because Judas thought he was doing what was best. He thought if I get Jesus caught up, he ain't going to have no choice but to show his power. He ain't going to have no choice, amen, but to show his glory. He ain't going to have no choice but to show that he's God. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. See, he had good intentions. Hallelujah. Some people around us got good intentions, and they'll do the wrong thing trying to get the right result. And you're going to have to forgive them. Because they thought they was doing what was best for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God tonight. Hallelujah. So as we close on tonight, forgiveness. Hallelujah. They say it's divine. Hallelujah. Divine means God-like. Hallelujah. The forgiveness is God-like. We want to be God-like. Hallelujah. I want to be like God. Remember we used to have the WWJD bracelet. What would Jesus do? Hallelujah. What would Jesus do? He would forgive. You know, as they hung him on the cross, I'm trying to move forward, but the Holy Spirit just said, as they hung me on the cross, as they put nails, hallelujah, through flesh and tissue, as they pulled, hallelujah, my arm out of socket just so it would fit, hallelujah, praise God, on the cross, I said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's the place we need to be at. Forgive them. They don't know what they do. People don't know. Hallelujah. People don't know you're a woman of God. They know. They know what they heard. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. They might have heard something opposite. They don't know you're a man of God. They don't know. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if somebody else is talking about you, they're going to jump on the bandwagon because that's what people do. Hallelujah. Remember, your mama asked you if everybody else jumped off the bridge, would you jump? I'm telling you, if everybody jumped off the bridge, everybody would jump. Hallelujah. Why? Because people follow the crowd. After everybody jumped, there'd probably be five people up there like, I don't know why they jumped. Hallelujah. Because one person jumped, then another. Everybody, we must got to jump. Hallelujah. Well, that's how they did Jesus. You want to be like Jesus. Hallelujah. You want to heal people. Praise God. You want to be a walking miracle worker. You want to be a walking word. Hallelujah. Every time you open your mouth, you blessing people with some words spiritually. You blessing them physically. You just a blessing. Sometimes all they got to do is touch you. You want to be like him. But he was talked about. Oh, I hate for Jesus to come today. hallelujah, what they would say on social media about Jesus, what they would say on Fox News and CNN about Jesus, hallelujah, what they would say about the crucifixion, how they would plot it out, how it was fake. Hallelujah, praise God, how it was masterminded and schemed, and who was in on it, and that person over there was in on it, hallelujah, he faked his death, and it wasn't real. And I can imagine all the stuff they would say about Jesus, so imagine all the stuff they're going to say about you. Hallelujah. It's going to be hard for people to believe. Hallelujah. Me and my wife were talking to a young lady a few years ago, and she said, you mean to tell me they don't want to y'all cheat? And we were like, no. Like, that's impossible to believe that people don't cheat on each other, that people are actually in faithful and monogamous relationships. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you know what you can't do? You cannot try to prove anything to anybody. Don't try to do nothing extra. Oh, Lord. I'm going to show them that we the person. No, you're not. You're going to keep doing what you've been doing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God, because you're not trying to impress man. Hallelujah. You're living your life for God. Hallelujah. You living your life for God. He said, say it again. You living your life for God. You should not worry about what man has to say about what's going on and behind your doors. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. They think they're doing the right thing. Hallelujah. Watch this. I'm going to really try to end it with this. We forgave Paul. Remember, Paul was out there killing Christians. He was holding people's coats while they stoned Stephen to death. We didn't even get to hear Stephen's whole story. We just got started with Stephen. And then here they come preaching the gospel, and here they come and stone Stephen to death for being a blasphemer, for being a heretic. So we didn't even get to hear Stephen's story, and here come Paul. Saul, he was Saul at the time, but he comes to my, hey, I'm Paul now. I'm down with Jesus, you know, blah, blah, blah. We like, okay, let's roll in. Now we preaching all out his books, quoting all his doctrine. We just forgave him, just forgot. Hallelujah, what he did. Well, he ain't the same elder. He's not, that's not the point. Hallelujah, praise God. If you can forgive Paul, if you can forgive Saul, if you can forgive David, David, the biggest disappointment. You know he disappointed too. Slept with that woman, killed her husband, had the baby. You know that. Glory to God. Not Goliath killing. No, not David. But we forgave him and even had the nerve to call Jesus the son of David. Hallelujah. You forgave your wife. You forgave your husband. Glory to God. That's why you still him. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. That's why the other one ain't there, because you ain't forgive him. Hey, he went too far. Nah, I can't. Mm-mm. Nah, I can't do it. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. But he done more than he did. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you love him. You chose to forgive him. That's why he's still there. That's why she's still there, because you chose to forgive. God say from now on, it's not no longer, you got no choice but to choose. I know that's a double positive. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But the God say you ain't got no choice but to choose. Hallelujah. To forgive. It's a commandment. Let it go. And it's going to benefit you in the long run. That's why all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to the purpose. Hallelujah. Your forgiveness, you can help somebody else now. Hallelujah. That person out there that, under the sound of my voice, that's been molested, you can help somebody else now.
Hallelujah. Help them move on and move forward with their life. Help them to see without forgiving that other person, they'll be stuck. Hallelujah. That person that's been cheated on. Hallelujah. Amen. They thought they were going to be lonely and depressed and by themselves all their life. Or they thought they would have to put up with a life where they would have to put up, hallelujah, with being abused in such a way that they don't feel like they're adequate enough. Hallelujah, praise God. You can help that person. Hallelujah. Show them that I forgave you. Hallelujah. Because you didn't beat me down. Yeah, hallelujah. You showed me how much better I was. All the while I thought I wasn't good enough, but really you wasn't the one good enough. But I never would have learned that. Hallelujah. If you wouldn't have done what you did, glory to God, hallelujah. I learned from your mistakes. Oh Lord, have mercy. Praise God. See, we always want to learn from our mistakes. Hallelujah. But the Bible is telling us through this text we can learn from other folks' mistakes. Well, I can learn from what you did to me. Hallelujah. What you did to me made me stronger. Hallelujah. What you did to me, amen, put me in a better position. Hallelujah. What you did. Hallelujah. It may have hurt when you did it. Glory to God, but if I would not have forgiven you for it, hallelujah, I would not have seen the lesson in what you've done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you on today. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you love us on today. We thank you, Lord, that you have forgiven us, Lord. And, Lord, bless us, Lord, to forgive those, hallelujah, as you have forgiven us, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. We magnify you on today. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you that even though offenses will come, you are right there with us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that even though offenses will come, hallelujah, that vengeance is yours. We thank you, Lord, that you got our back. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you are our protector. You are our muscle, Lord. You are our provider. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we need you in our lives. Hallelujah. And we thank you for the revelation on tonight. We thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. We lift your name up high and holy. For you are truly worthy to be praised. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah on tonight. Hallelujah. He's truly worthy to be praised. He's worthy. Hallelujah. To be magnified. He's worthy to be lifted up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Everybody that's tied in and tuned in on tonight. We have truly, amen, had a blessed time in the Lord. Praise God. We want to take time, amen, to open up the line at this time. If there be one that has a testimony or a prayer request on tonight, amen, or you have comments, praise God, the phone lines are open. Will there be one on tonight?
Well, I have something.
Well, amen.
Curry. Amen. Well, this is about forgiveness. I was always forgiving when I was little, and I was, you know, people would wonder why I forgave, like how I forgave, like why I always forgave. But I thought forgiving was like something that's pure from the heart. So, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You're saying forgiveness is pure from the heart, praise God?
Yeah, because I thought forgiveness is from, you know, from your heart. When you forgive something, you're supposed to forgive from your heart. So, yeah, that's why I was like, okay. That's why I forgive, because my heart, I'm pure.
Amen. 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 Pray. Anyone else on tonight? Bless the name of God.
Amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah for forgiveness on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Like the woman of God said, cheer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for it on tonight. We thank God for his word. Hallelujah. We thank God that God has given us the ability to forgive. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the thing we have to realize. We don't. It's not, he wouldn't command us to do something we couldn't do. Hallelujah. This is something we can do, praise God, hallelujah. And he's saying you do it all the time. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. You just got to do it with everybody. Hallelujah. Not just the, you know, the people we love, praise God, hallelujah. The people we like, amen, praise God. Forgiveness should come easy. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God on today.
No,
we thank God for forgiveness. Amen. Being divine. Hallelujah. On today. Praise God. We thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in on tonight. Any more testimonies or prayer requests? Praise God. Before I pray us out on tonight, I've had a blessed time in the Lord, I'm going to say. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God on tonight. Everybody that called, make sure you tune in tomorrow night. Amen. Tomorrow night, Apostle Curry will be on the line bringing forth a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so you don't want to miss it. So make sure you call in. Make sure you tune in on tomorrow night. Amen. And be blessed with a word, hallelujah, from the Lord. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We truly had a blessed time in the Lord. I thank God for each and every last one of you who have called in, tuned in. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray us out with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your word that you have dropped into our hearts, our minds, and our souls, that we are to forgive, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the ability to forgive. Praise God. And we praise you. We magnify you. We lift your name up high and holy, Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised. Lord, we adore you. Hallelujah. There is none like you. And we ask, Lord, that you keep us, hallelujah, keep us both mind, body, and soul. Lord, we thank you for healing on tonight, hallelujah. We thank you for good health and prosperity on tonight, hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for peace of mind on tonight, hallelujah, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for you being omnipresent with us on tonight, hallelujah, Lord. We praise you. We magnify you. We lift you up, Lord. You're worthy to be praised, hallelujah. 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 And Lord, we love you. Lord, we lift your name up. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Once again, we thank you. We're going to see y'all tomorrow night here on More Than Hour of Power on behalf of First Lady and myself. We love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers. And just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Hallelujah. Everybody go with God. And we're going to see y'all next time. Hallelujah. On More Than an Hour of Power. Praise God on tonight. Oh, yeah. Good God, man.
the fire. Through the flood.
I've been broken.
Yes, I have.
Into peace.
Seen lightning
flash.
From above.
Through it all.
I remember. That the Lord loved
me.
And he told me that
he cares.
There's an army rising up. Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution. What you think?
Me, but they can't break me, cause I'm down with Christ. Don't try to new